Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. The interior of San Francisco's Castro Theater will be protected as a historic landmark, but its seats won't be included. That's after a 6-4 vote by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors earlier today. KQED's Phoebe Quinton has more.
The owner of the theater wants to remove the seats to accommodate events like concerts as well as films. Supervisor Joel Engardio says the theater must be updated to survive.
It's important to note that physical seats are not what brings the Castro to life. People do. That's why we must create spaces where a new generation can make new memories in a magnificent old building outfitted for the future.
Opponents worry that the Movie Palace will stop showing films or hosting community events and become more of a nightclub. The renovation plans will still need approval from the City Historic Preservation Committee. I'm Phoebe Quinton, KQED News.
Federal prosecutors have unsealed an indictment against the founder of a sexual wellness company, One Taste, which started in San Francisco. They say Nicole Dadone ran a cult-like group that forced its members into debt and required them to have sex with potential investors. Dadone and her former head of sales, Rachel Cherowitz, face charges of forced labor conspiracy. Dadone remains at large while Cherowitz has been arrested in Northern California. Prosecutors call the group's tactics abusive and manipulative and say it targeted people who had suffered previous trauma, promising it could heal them, but instead using those traumas to control them. More news online at kqed.org. I'm Natalia Navarro.